constitutional right to hunt and fish will be on the ballot November 2024. Melissa Zepeda is here with us today, and she's been actively looking at this. How did this can you describe the amendment, and how did it get on there without any of us knowing for so long?
That's a great question. So the way it got on was the Florida legislature decided to put it on our ballot. That is one of their things that they can do besides pass laws, is put ballot measures on for the public to vote on.
It doesn't need a...
No, you can do a citizen initiative or the legislation.
You can do a citizen initiative like we've done in prior years, like with Greyhound racing, et cetera. And this is what the legislature decided to do at their time.
Yeah, and, you know, they're just making it harder and harder for the citizen initiatives, but...
they are.
Obviously, it's still super easy for them to throw stuff on the ballot.
What does that mean, constitutional right to hunt?
So right now, Floridians have a right to hunt by law. There is a statute that says we already have the right to hunt and fish. The legislature wants to add the right to hunt to our constitutional amendment to basically make it a right like your right to speech, etc. And the issue is that this expands the right to hunt. So now it is a public right. Now, for those who don't hunt, what this means for you is that if you have a lovely acreage property and a hunter is chasing down an animal to kill and he comes on your property, his right to hunt can mean that he can trespass on your property because he has a constitutional right to hunt. And what you won't know unless you research it is the original language that was proposed by the Florida legislature included language that protected your property rights. The original version used to say this cannot modify property rights. That was deleted in the last version. And that is really ruffling some feathers for people who really value their property rights, who want to feel safe and secure in their own home. Because if some stranger comes traipsing through your yard trying to hunt game, they will just say, hey, I have the constitutional right to hunt. So that's why this is expanding the right to hunt much broader than what it is currently in our law.
Yeah, so the wording of the amendment is fishing, hunting, and the taking of fish and wildlife, including by the use of traditional methods, shall be preserved forever as a public right and preferred means of responsibly managing and controlling fish and wildlife. This section does not limit the authority granted to the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission under Section 9 of Article 4. So what really has me worried is the preferred means of responsibly managing and controlling fish and wildlife.
Absolutely.
Like, there are many...
Yes.
In my mind, there are more preferable means to do
and that is how this constitutional law, if passed, would greatly expand the right. So right now, our Florida law does not mention anything about, it just says you have the right to hunt. This constitutional law says now a violent and lethal method is now the, quote, preferred method to manage wildlife. And so we have seen stories. It's happened in West Palm Beach. It's happened in other neighborhoods where a bear will be coming through neighborhoods and not harming anybody. Maybe it runs up a tree. Well, now the preferred method is hunting. Now there is no, someone can just shoot the bear down and you can't. There is, and they'll say, well, I have a constitutional right to hunt now, even though if you would prefer, well, can we shoot the bear and let it, and, you know, remove it peacefully, tranquilize it. And
well,
so
that's
now,
what they would normally do.
That's
what
they would
call out a wildlife officer to do, like they did at Disney World.
Correct.
And so I don't understand, someone's in the neighborhood that just goes, and hey, I'm a hunter, and walks on in there and blasts the bear out of the tree. Now, we've had several attempts at expanding bear hunts in a recent year. And I've been out on a bear hunt years ago. I was there the first day of bear season up in the Osceola Forest, way up in North Florida. and they had all kinds of cars with kids with guns on the back of pickup trucks and everything roaming through the dogs out there, and the dogs would chase the bears out of the woods onto the hard pavement. If somebody saw a bear on the pavement, they would shoot it. The first man to shoot one took it and put it on his top of his his truck with the bear's head and his paws hanging over the windshield, and drove it through town for about an hour so everybody could witness this thing. And so I was with the game commission guy, the late Dave Mayer, and we went to visit this guy because what Dave wanted to do was check the bear's insides to see what he had been eating. So he went in there and he got the bear down and cut into his bladder or whatever it is, and out comes a gooey white substance. And the guy goes, Dave says, "What? I wonder what this is." You know, and he smells it. He says, it "smells like vanilla." And the guy goes, "Oh yeah, for the last 2 months, I get up every day, and I throw a bunch of day-old donuts out there. And on this particular day, and the bears got used to coming there every day and getting them. On this particular day, when the sun came up, that's when bear hunting season started. He went out there and blew the bear away."
Oh, wow.
So the game commission reported it. They came and they grabbed the guy's pelt. And, the bear itself, and took it away from him. And his rejoinder was, "Now you did it. I'm going to kill every animal in the woods."
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's the mentality that's up there. No. Then, about an hour later, a man comes running down the road, and he sees we're in an official vehicle. He said, "Please, please call an ambulance. My wife just got shot." He saw a bear, and he took his gun from the rack behind the seat. He pulled it out, and while he was pulling it out to shoot the bear that was in the street, he hit the trigger, and it blew a shotgun, blew her whole chest away.
Oh, my
God. We walked up to the cab, and she was dead. And Dave got on the phone and called the ambulance, on his radio. That's how bear hunting season started that one year. And I thought, wow, this is...
And you know, the reasonable regulations that are in place for animals, you know, how to hunt, like to do it humanely or fairly, all of those now will be in jeopardy if Amendment 2 passes. Mm-hmm. Because someone will say, "I have the right to hunt. If I want to use a bazooka, if I want to use poison..." The language says, including by the use of traditional methods. Yeah. Traditional methods is a steel trap. Well, do we want to catch them with steel? How humane is that? Is that a traditional method that Floridians would approve, or poison? And, does this sound fair?
It's crazy.
What is the problem that they're trying to solve, or, like, what are the proponents?
Yeah. Where did it come
from
to
what's
do
the
this?
Need that they feel that they are...
That's actually a very fitting question for October, because the scary answer is no one knows. Yeah. Because we have it already in our law, why do we need this too? So it is kind of scary to know, if we already have it on the books, what exactly is the intent here?
Yeah.
And no one will be upfront or honest about that.
But what they're saying is that they are not having bear hunts right now. Because there's no need, the bears are not attacking people in such a way that you would need a hunt. But then you could take it a step further, like they're doing in Alaska, with the game commission there are flying planes and drones and killing bears from the air, okay, in order to get the bear population down so that the elk population can get bigger for the hunters that would prefer to have the elk meat to the bear meat. Now that's how bizarre it could be. It could come.
Oh, it could be too. So bizarre. One of the most bizarre things that I'm worried about. And this sounds, you're like, "Melissa, this will never happen." But if you have the constitutional right to hunt and fish, say you're out on the water enjoying the water with your family on a boat. If someone decides, "I want to shoot that dolphin," I have the right to hunt. And so here you are with your family on a boat just trying to enjoy a beautiful Florida afternoon, and someone just shoots the dolphin right out of the water. You can't say anything. I have the right to hunt.
Now, I believe I read in an article about this that several other states already have a constitutional amendment similar to this. How have those played out in those states?
There has been a slow trickle of – so this language has originated from the NRA. Mm-hmm. And it has been slowly accepted into some states and rejected in others. And so Florida is the next one on the list. Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about No Two.
NoToTwo.org is the organization that was started in order to get the word out about Amendment 2. And for those who love our Florida wildlife and who are conservation voters, to vote no on Amendment 2, and because of how this expands hunting to jeopardize the protections for our wildlife that we all enjoy.
And the two stands for the Second Amendment?
Yes. When you see it on your ballot, it will be, and you're going to vote and you go past your elected officials, it will be the second question on the ballot.
So that's spelled capital N-O-T, T-O, two, number two, dot org.
Correct.
And that's the one that's leading that charge is Chuck O'Neill, right?
Chuck O'Neill, correct.
Very well-known environmentalist, tremendous. He's in every cause for animals that you can imagine, and this is right up his alley, and he's the force behind it.
Absolutely.
And I believe, when I talked to him the other day, I said, well, do you have anybody near St. Pete? Because he's way over in DeBary, I think, or somewhere near Daytona.
Yes.
To come over here today, and I wanted to do it as soon as possible because it just got announced, as far as I was knowing, in the St. Pete or the Tampa Bay Times.
Yeah, it's not going to get a lot of glitz and glamour because obviously the elected officials take up most of the press time, which is another reason NoToTwo.org was started, to just get people aware, because it sounds innocent, like right to hunt, like sure, that sounds great, but to learn the details on why this is dangerous for people who love wildlife or enjoying our state parks. Right now there are state parks that prohibit hunting. Mm-hmm. Well, that could be challenged if someone says, I have the constitutional right to hunt. So you're trying to walk your dogs. You're trying to have birthday parties at a pavilion at a state park. Well, someone could challenge that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could get Curtis and his people there to write a song about giving bears the right to hunt people.
Oh, that's silly.
That's true. And, you know, that I understand there is a sheriff in Franklin County, I believe, was trying to propose to do another hunt. And their issue is that there are a lot of bears coming into subdivisions up in the rural areas.
Yeah, sightings, but not like attacks
but
or
not
anything.
Attacks, nothing. But the issue is they want to make hunting the preferred course instead of securing trash, instead of... Which is the dominant reason why bears are being attracted to these neighborhoods, because people are not securing their trash. Like, just go buy a bear-proof trash can, and then everything will be fine. That's all. The nice, nonviolent, peaceful method. But apparently no one wants to do that. I'm like, why don't you want to pick up your trash? Why don't you want to have a bear-proof thing to protect?
No. Yeah. So I know with citizen initiatives, the language of the amendment has to get approved by the Supreme Court. Does the same process happen with the legislative proposed amendments?
Well, this has not been challenged.
To even get on the ballot.
So it has been approved. So the language you read is what we will all see on the amendment, on our ballots in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Well, you please keep us apprised when there's a change or something else, and we'll have you come back on and talk some more about it.
Does anyone have any questions? Any of your listeners have any questions?
Oh, I don't know. Facebook folks, you got any questions? Let's see.
Before we
here.
Get back to the music? No, but Diane has posted the NoToTwo.org.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Thank you.
N-O-T-O, number two.
NoToTwo.org.
Awesome. Nice.
I mean, I thought it was an anti-ballerina movement at first, you know, NoToTwo. Oh, come on, people. Gary's not here. Someone has
Gary,
to do it.
Oh, my gosh. You are hilarious. I actually forgot really quick. Stephanie sent me a joke. Maybe I can. Oh, she said, what does a ghost like on his pancakes? Do you know this, Melissa?
Hmm.
Blueberry syrup? Oh my goodness!
She did.
I did not tell her.
Blueberries. she had blueberries, but I'll take blueberry syrup for the win. That works too. Wow, that's a great way to close that segment.
Right, yeah.
She got us all spooked here.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking your time to come down here.
It's been a blast.
We'll get the chicken parade guys back up. And I do have a challenge to have them write some kind of song that has to do with this issue. It doesn't have to be bears hunting people, but it, you know.
But I kind of like that idea. I'm digging that.